Ja. 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 No, it's probably trendy. So it's over the other side from where, you know, all the wharf and everything is.
Yeah.
Directly opposite the other side, that's where the trendy acetylated soil side is.
Oh, that is it?
Yeah, that's it over there.
Yeah.
Like, John Knott used to take the class over there as part of the EV subject. They do a little boat trip over there. And I think in one of the earth science subjects, I think they go over there still. These days, though, it's controlled. They've actually flooded it. A large part of it, and they're adding lime to it and doing stuff to clean up. But no, it's a good spot. Robbie and I have been over there. I've been over there once with him right at the start, and at the start it was an awesome local spot. It was really, really polluted. It was great.
Yeah, how did that get like that?
Sugarland. They drained it and mucked it up.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Okay, so back to energy chemistry. So we've had a good number of diversions. Energy chemistry, then, we need to talk about because it's in the press all the time these days. So this is just recapping where we're getting our energy from. Now, Australia uses 94% of its energy from fossil fuels. The breakdown of use in the States is maybe a wee bit different. So they're using fossil fuels in terms of petroleum, natural gas and coal. They throw a bit of nuclear into the mix and a small amount of renewables, and everybody at the moment is trying to increase the size of this renewables part of the pie and decrease the reliance on this fossil fuel part of the pie. So looking at why that would be the case, if you look at the formula for your average molecule of coal, if we pretended it was a molecule, writing down a formula unit then, there's a huge amount of carbon inside that formula unit, and there's also sulfur. So remember in first year we found that burning coal then, unless you desulfurized the coal at the start or dealt with the sulfur dioxide coming out of the stack, this is a significant polluter in terms of sulfur dioxide. And obviously burning it turns that carbon that's locked up in the solid form of coal into carbon dioxide. Now in terms of fuel values, these sort of things are not flash. 32 kilojoules per gram. Wood is worse, but there's not much that's worse in terms of an energy density per gram. Pollutants then, we can get rid of SO2, but you can't get rid of NOx. You're doing a high temperature combustion, necessarily you'll form it, so you've got to use catalytic converters like on your car, if you could afford it, to get rid of it. Most people don't bother. Incomplete combustion will generate carbon monoxide, not enough oxygen. And this coal, you can't see it in the formula unit because it's a much smaller percentage, but it also contains metals, so you end up with metals being produced out of coal-fired power stations as well. So because the carbon percentage is so light, so high, you end up with a very large amount of CO2 emitted per tonne. You can convert the coal to methanol and petrol. So South Africa had a very large process for converting coal into petrol. When the bans were in place, when they were trying to shut down the apartheid era, then South Africa had to go completely independent of reliance on external sources of pretty much everything. And so they had plenty of money because everybody still wanted their gold and diamonds. So they took all of that money, then invested in a lot of technology. So they developed a process for going straight from coal to petrol, and so they didn't need to worry about embargoes on oil getting into the country. Now, Australia has had moving targets in terms of biofuels. This is one that we had from a couple of years back, which was to achieve 350 megalitres of biofuel per year. I think in the terms of the essay topic, did I put energy down there? I really can't remember for this year. Renewables, yeah, renewable energies. Then you guys can go hunting around in the government documentation at the moment if you want to try and find out where that's actually